Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. It's being called a great read for anyone who has an interest in math and wants a challenge. A book that highlights the beauty of mathematics. The book, Are You Gifted in Math? A Book for the Joy of Challenge by Larissa Altshuler. 250 challenging problems with different degrees of difficulty. Some pretty simple, others can be offered at math competitions, although require hard thinking. Larissa was born in Ukraine, her mother a piano teacher, her father a professional chess master. She earned a master's degree in engineering, worked as an instructor for pilots and mechanics in Siberia, a research engineer in Ukraine. She taught mathematics at middle schools, high schools, and universities in Ukraine, Lithuania, and the U.S. from 1973 to 2007, including 3 years as a math tutor at community colleges in the Cleveland area and as a lecturer at Kent State University. She taught a variety of courses from arithmetic to calculus. The author of Problems to Think and A Journey Through Geometry, and now Are You Gifted in Math? Larissa Altshuler with us on This Week in America. Larissa, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. This is a really interesting, fascinating book. A lot of people talking about it. What inspired you to write a book on mathematics?
Two reasons why I started to write this book. The first, when I work in Kent State, I was involved in preparing the invents problem for website for high school and undergraduate students who are interested in math. So when I was teacher in Lithuania and Ukraine, I supervised mathematical clubs. So I needed to prepare a more advanced problem than they had at school. And I some problems made myself. And I have very good source in different books I owned. So at the moment I needed to give advanced problem, I have very a lot of good sources to do that. So even at this moment, I understood that I can write book myself. But there is another reason why I started to write and wrote this book. When I was in America, when I arrived as an immigrant, I knew English grammar, I could translate from English to Russian articles, but I was absolutely mute and deaf. I could not talk, I did not understand people, so I started learn English as a second language, and then I tried to talk anywhere, in store, in doctor's office. And I noticed that if I introduce myself as a teacher of mathematics, very often it was very like emotional reaction from people. They tell, I hate math. And I was just astonished. How it's possible in a country where so many scientific achievements, so many people hate mathematics. So that is one of the reasons why I started to write the book. Because I understand that what happened, I talked to my colleagues in university, I talked to my students, and I recognized that they, most of them, never enjoy process of learning mathematics at school. Because it was boring, they thought that it's very difficult subject, they never saw truly intriguing problems to solve. They did not like even process of learning mathematics. So that was the second reason that I decided that in this country, we need some books was very attractive for students' problems to solve.
And this is the ideal book. It's called Are You Gifted in Math? A Book for the Joy of Challenge. Larissa Altshuler, our guest in the program. You'll find the book at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As a math teacher, what are some of the goals in teaching the subject? Talk a little bit about that, the goals as a math teacher in teaching the subject of mathematics.
Okay, real mathematics, it's not just manipulation with numbers. Real mathematics requires thinking, planning strategies, experimenting, discussing, and even writing by proper mathematical language. Goals of mathematics are to teach kids, not everyone, to think creatively and independently, make discoveries, surmount difficulties, and develop the potential capabilities and the most important intellectual level of students. So, among different goals of mathematics, I would tell about, I just made a short list of them. First of all, teacher has to show the beauty of the subject. Secondly, we need in mathematics to prepare students to go move on with mathematics to take next courses if they need. And the most important, to be able to learn other sciences, as physics, biology, programming, so on, so on. Very important goal of teaching, to discover for each student that can be winner in this fight with problem. I can. I will enjoy that, and I will have fun.
You know, the book is Are You Gifted in Math? A Book for the Joy of Challenge. Larissa Altshuler, the author, and our guest on This Week in America. The book really, it's challenging, it's entertaining. It's different than a number of other math books that you see out in the bookstores. Talk about how your book is different, how it's unique in its presentation.
Okay, first of all, this book is not textbook.
Right.
It's different. The book contains 250 problems and includes a variety of topics. It's theory of numbers, it's clock arithmetic, polynomials, many different fields, mathematics works, trigonometry. And the most important that I think distinct from other books, that there are different levels of difficulties. Some problems just basic, has basic mathematics, but it goes to problem who can be presented on Olympiads or competitions. What distinct, in this book, to this section, I wrote introductions. Introductions, it's the basic knowledge, formulas, ideas, solver has to know. That's why if someone forgot formulas, it will be reminded in introductions to sections. One more big distinction. The problems are non-trivial. So students never seen before the question asked, the information in each problem given. So they have to be very creatively to create the method of solving each problem. I can give you one example.
Yes, please do.
Can I?
Yes.
Yeah. If you multiply numbers from 1 to 100, so 1 times 2 times 3, blah, 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 times 98, 99, 100, how many zeros will be in the end of this result of multiplication? No calculator who can help you to solve this problem, because it's such big numbers that calculator will be overflow. So, and the question is not to find this number. You can spend months and months to multiply numbers. The question is how many zeros at the end of this number. It's not a difficult problem to solve. But you have to be a good observator. You need to think what is the method to find how many zeros. I can give you the answer.
Yes, please do. Let's go right to the answer.
Even how to solve that, I don't think I need to do it right now. In the end of this number, 24 zeros.
Interesting. That's one of the examples in the book, Are You Gifted in Math? A book for the joy of challenge. Larissa Altshuler, the author of the book. You touched on this before. There are always people that are afraid of math. There are people that belittle the subject of math, probably because they're afraid of it. How do you deal with students or people who have that fear of mathematics? How do you break that down so they're more welcoming for the topic?
Truly, it's a big conversation about people who fear math. I know that if I see such students in my class, first of all, I need to understand the reason for that. And I like think that there are three different reasons why people afraid of math and feel uncomfortable and don't like it. First of all, a reason might be that there are two types of people. People with fast reaction and people with slow reaction. And the question is, so what? Slow reaction, it's bad or no? People with fast reaction very quickly absorb information and quickly, as a rule, quickly find solution. People with slow reaction need much more time to understand what is given and then to solve problem. There is a wonderful example of a person who had a slow reaction. You know who is that? Albert Einstein.
Interesting.
Yes. He, one moment, I read it somewhere, he worked in the USA, and he told that I would never be enrolled here in university because I cannot solve so many even simple problems for such short period. When I was here, arrived here, I needed to pass exam to get license to teach at school. You know how many? 120 problems I needed to solve for 120 minutes. SAT exam here to be enrolled in university gives 25 minutes to solve 20 problems. So could you imagine how themselves, people with slow reaction, they just don't have time. They fail test after test, quiz after quiz, exam after exam. Not because they cannot solve the problem, because they need more time. That's it. They can do it. So Kent State University brilliantly solved this problem. People with slow reaction had right to write exams in different rooms than their classmates, and have not restricted time to do it. And they become, they had graduated from university with degree somewhere and major somewhere, degree bachelor, and had normal life.
Yeah, it's amazing that, and you, maybe you don't necessarily think about that, but that clock is ticking in your head, and that's a detriment to getting it accomplished and enjoying math. The book is Are You Gifted in Math? A Book for the Joy of Challenge. Larissa Altshuler, our guest in the program. John, as I mentioned in the beginning, math at almost all levels. What is the most challenging place, do you think, to teach math?
I think that the most important teacher in the life of each person is elementary school teacher. And for me, it was not like too difficult. It was interesting to teach if I had low grades kids. I know that I spent much more time to be prepared to lesson in lower grades than, for example, in calculus. I needed very thoroughly select problems that they could solve, but they must be interesting. And, you know, it's so, I'm happy if I see, like, someone solved kids, small kids, solve problem, their eyes start light up. It's a wonderful feeling, and I think that the teacher in elementary school has a main goal: convince each student, I can do it, and it's fun if she could do it. It's truly challenging thing. There are two more challenging situation, especially here in the USA. It's to teach trigonometry. The story is that it's two big books, and they teach, we teach here differently than in Europe, and it's pretty difficult because they need to remember 37 formulas. It's impossible. So teacher needs to do that much easier than it's presented in the book. I'm not happy with textbook in trigonometry. And one more note is that to teach, it's some challenges. Pre-calculus, more difficult than calculus. The reason is because in pre-calculus, very different topics not connected with each other. So it's to teach that more difficult.
Our guest on the program is Larissa Altshuler. Time going by way too quickly. A few minutes left in the program. We're talking about the book, Are You Gifted in Math? A Book for the Joy of Challenge. I mentioned you were teaching again at the university level. You were able there to teach and mentor maths majors, math students, people that will actually do a lot of math in their upcoming careers. What is that like when you're really giving them the tools they are going to use in their chosen profession on a daily basis? What's it like to mentor students who actually will use these tools you're teaching them daily?
Okay, for profession, for people, how many people do you think will be professional mathematicians? Not a lot. It's much, much less than 1%. So these people are very enthusiastic about mathematics. As a rule, from childhood, they are very capable in mathematics. And truly, we don't need a lot of mentoring such people. But the Department of Mathematics, if they have such major, truly has brilliant professors. And they organize seminars, colloquiums, conferences, and I would recommend even undergraduate future mathematicians visit this in department, these events, and planning their future preparation to make dissertation, be a postgraduate student. But it's good if they have some supervision But I don't think that we need mentor a lot of, mentor too much future pure mathematicians. As for people who need mathematics in future, I would recommend them. As a rule, they don't have troubles with mathematics. They are capable. But I would recommend them, starting even from middle school, tutor their classmates, be members of mathematical clubs. And for parents of such kids, I would register them in very good companies on website. I even prepared this website. For me, very good two websites, brilliant.org and mathleague.com. It's very, very interesting problems they will offer to kids, and they will praise them, print the winners. I myself solve problems from brilliant.org. For last 2 years, when it's registered, I solved more than 7,000 intriguing problems.
Wow. It's such a fascinating topic, and a presentation from someone who's devoted their entire lives to teaching. I have time for like one more question, and I want to ask this because I think it's important, and I'm anxious to get your perspective. And is there something that you would like to see changed in the current math curriculum? And if so, what it is? And I'll give you a second on that. I want to remind you, as we're running out of time here, the book we're talking about is Are You Gifted in Math? The book for the joy of challenge. Larissa Altshuler is our guest on the program. Are You Gifted in Math? You can link on directly to information on the book. The book's available at Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Larissa is L-A-R-I-S-A and Altshuler, A-L-T-S-H-U-L-E-R. If you're going to Google that, Are You Gifted in Math? A book for the joy of challenge. And in the time remaining, a couple minutes on the program, I'd really like to get your perspective on, from your standpoint, if there's anything you would like to see changed in the math curriculum.
Well, some points. First of all, I would like in each textbook, starting from very early age of students, to include some information about history of mathematics. So it has to be names of very famous people who change world, like Euler, like Fermat, Pierre Fermat, like Évariste Galois, the guy who created truly solved very important, he made fundamental theorem of algebra, who was killed at 21 years old at duel. His work was published in 50 years after his death. It's very interesting, not so many tragic situation, but a different situation. The great theorem by Pierre Fermat was proved only in 350 years after he formulated by professor of Princeton University, Sir Andrew Wiles. Maybe I pronounced not correctly. So, of course, his name must be known to kids.
Right.
So that's first what I would be change. I would dramatically decrease the time in 4th, 5th, and even 6th grade to make operations with big numbers, division and multiplication. It's extremely boring and even annoying work. And now when we have technology, they will not use this algorithm in future. Another question, they need to know this algorithm, because the same algorithm will be when then they in future divide polynomial by polynomial. But what for to do that with big numbers? When we have calculators, if starting from 7th grade, they just press buttons. So I think that instead such time when it's truly that drag people from mathematics, they need to solve more story problems.
You know, it's an interesting perspective, again, from someone who spent her entire life learning and teaching the math. The book is called Are You Gifted in Math? A book for the joy of challenge. I know you've worked with the Reader's Magnet on getting the book out there and into the hands of the public. What's your experience been like working with Reader's Magnet?
It was very nice. I wrote, except this book, two other books for middle school kids and in geometry. That's why this book was probably the last one, even I wrote the first. What else?
Well, that's interesting. Yes, in working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out there, and the book is out there at Amazon. You'll find it at the usual places where books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon because that's sort of the first choice for all of us as we're looking for books. The name of the book is Are You Gifted in Math? A book for the joy of challenge. Larissa Altshuler is the author. Larissa, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Gives us a new perspective, and as you read the book, you'll get a new perspective on mathematics as well. Something in there for everybody, a student, a parent, people that deal with math, people that have been afraid of math up to this point in time, and suddenly you break that barrier down. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was fun for me. It was very interesting. I never, ever had such an interview before. So I was very excited. I tried to be prepared, and I'm happy.
And you were prepared and did an excellent job. Larissa Altshuler, our guest. The book, Are You Gifted in Math? A book for the joy of challenge. You'll find information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, is available at Amazon. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.